I wrote this at the outbreak of the Ukraine war when Ukraine was invaded by Russia. It was inspired by the story of my father-in-law, and I call it What Is It Good For? My father-in-law was born in Ukraine. He grew up in a village where storks nested on the roofs of houses. He was educated by priests who taught him French and Latin. His family taught him Ukrainian. He was a gifted musician and dreamed of going to Vienna to study music and to sing opera. Later, when he worked in a forced labor camp as a machinist making airplanes during the Second World War, he learned to speak German. After the war, he wandered Europe with three fellow displaced persons and learned Czech and Russian. In the Red Cross camp, where he lived for over 3 years, he sang in a makeshift big band and toured other camps, lifting the spirits of the thousands of homeless who existed in post-war limbo, people whose countries no longer existed. He tells a story of being on a train with his three friends. The war is over. There is confusion, a state of lawlessness. They've been warned not to go back to Ukraine. People who have worked for the Germans were being shot by the Russians. When a Russian soldier boards the train and asks for papers, asks where they're going, where they have come from, my father-in-law pretends he speaks only French. He is convincing and saves the lives of his friends. Time passes. In what you might call a miracle, he writes a letter to Canada with only the name of a relative and the province in which they live. In 2 years, he receives a reply. He arrives in Toronto and makes his way across the country. He learns English. He meets and marries a woman born in Canada of Ukrainian parents. They have three children. I marry their middle child. He is the love of my life. My husband and I share a love of family, however imperfect. He learned to speak and write Ukrainian, went to Ukrainian school as a child, worshipped at a Ukrainian church. I did none of these. From the women in my line, I learned about gardening, growing food that will heal you, that dill calms a nervous stomach. I learned not to ask questions or dwell in the past. I was shown how to make summer borscht, cheese, and potato perohe. I learned to speak as an adult in the presence of adults. My mother's line was not afraid to disagree, believed in socialism and the collective good, of helping neighbors, of practicing kindness. They were well-read, education was hard-won and prized. They remembered a time when reading a book might cost you your life. When my mother and her brother started school, walking almost an hour to get there, they were beaten for not speaking English. Perhaps this is why they did not pass down their language. But I wanted to speak of my father-in-law, a promising singer who worked as forced labor during the Second World War, who by a miracle came to Canada. My father-in-law, who recorded a sleeper of a hit record in the middle part of the last century while in Toronto. It was a Ukrainian record everyone assumed was long forgotten until my brother-in-law recently discovered it online. It's called Hey Ho, and you can Google it. The original is at the University of Alberta Archives. This man of whom I am speaking does not look back on his life with anger or regret. He does not blame, but instead feels blessed. I am not sure my faith would have weathered his storm. He is quiet but fierce in his belief of freedom of speech, no matter what it is that you believe. As I say this, there is war in the world, and we've been here before. War is an ancient response to fear, and no matter where you come from on this earth, your ancestors have experienced life in wartime. The memory is in our collective DNA. No one wants a war. That's the old world way, where power is achieved through aggression and violence. We all know what that feels like. Artists, painters, writers, and musicians have interpreted this senselessness for millennia. For example, the music of my mother's family is all minor keys, uncertainty, natural beauty, and heartbreak, embroidered in complex harmonies. It is often sorrowful, but it heals. It's as if music is medicine. As I was listening to the records of my father-in-law, I was struck by the presence of accordion in many of the songs I listened to. I play accordion, and during pandemic times, I picked it up after many years. My mother was the one who insisted my sister and I take accordion lessons. And it was not until this moment that I thought of the connection to her cultural heritage. She passed on the language of music. And maybe it is the music that will heal us all.